When you think of the Super Bowl, most of us probably think of beer.
Yeah.
But some people think of wine. And we do have some suggestions for you, whether you are a Broncos fan or a Seahawks fan or maybe somewhere right in the middle.
Well, here to tell us about Super Bowl wine, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg for the Wine of the Week. Good to have you
back, Scott.
Good to be here, Sean.
Let's break this down like we would break down the football game. If you are a Seahawks fan, give us the two good wines for those fans.
Dun, 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 dun. Listen, you know, the people have upped the game on what they're serving at Super Bowl parties, so why not up the beverage? So we're going to go away from beer, and we're going to go into wine. So let's start off with Seahawks fans. If you're a Seahawks fan, you're from Washington State, and Washington State is making a lot of great wine, like the 2010 Chateau St. Michel Eroica Riesling. I really like this wine because it's off-dry, lovely bouquet of nectarine and honeysuckle. A little abundant acidity keeps the fresh fruit flavors of apple and peaches just energized all the way through the medium finish, and it would go great with spicier fare, like chicken wings, right? So we got that for $20.
So red for them?
Well, if we're going to go red, let's go a big red with for the Seahawks. The 2008 Pomum Shaya Red Wine. Now, this is from the Yakima Valley of Washington State. And this is a beautiful wine. Rich flavors of red fruit, flamed by smooth tannins, a little balanced acidity, creamy vanilla on the mid palate just enhance the core of fruit in this wine. It's delicious. And then you get this little pop of black peppercorn on the finish. So I kind of would love to try this wine maybe with ribs, lamb chops, steak. $35 if you're a fan.
All right. All right. Now let's go to the Broncos, you know, kind of a meat-eating place in Colorado. So what you got for us?
Okay. So, you know, the Broncos, not a lot of wine being made in Denver, to the best of my knowledge, at least not available in our area. So I went with a horse theme, right? The Broncos horses, 2010 Wild Horse Chardonnay. This is from the central coast of California. Now, we've talked about this wine before on the air, and I really like it because it's got a little Viognier blended in to give it some depth. But what I really like is the sense of green apple and lemon lime citrus and a little touch of buttered toast on the nose. It's repeated again on the crisp palate. I think this would be pretty cool to try with crab dip, chicken sliders, $15.
All right. So for the Broncos, how would you go red?
Let's also stay with Wild Horse, the 2010 Wild Horse Cabernet Sauvignon, also from the Central Coast. But this one's got aromas of plum, dark cherry, mocha, dried herbs on the nose, and then flavors of rich cocoa, coffee, little dark cherry, blackberry notes on the bouquet. It's juicy and deep. The wine just stays bright and lively thanks to those smooth tannins. Great with burgers. $18. Can't go wrong.
Okay. Now, before we go, you know, you go to a Super Bowl party and there are some people there. They don't give a hoot about the teams involved. They just care about the food, the commercials, and the halftime show. So something neutral for those folks.
And the wine. They care about the wine.
They care about the wine.
For those folks who are neutral and care about the wine, I picked a wine that appeals to both. This is, while it's from Washington State, it's from Horse Heaven Hills, Appalachian. So, you know, I'm trying to pull it all in.
Right.
So we're going to keep it neutral with the 2008 Coolcita Creek Red Wine. Again, Horse Haven Hills, available in our area. Aromas of dark plum, cherry, little mocha, dried herb, just beautiful coffee. Joins in on dark cherry, blackberry notes. It's really a lovely wine. What I love about this wine is how balanced it is. But neutrality is going to cost you a little bit of money. It's $60.
See what happens when you try to play both sides.
Yeah, pick a side.
Nobody lets you.
You pick a side, you're going to be able to, you know, save some money.
Well, who are you rooting for, Scott?
Well, the Seahawks beat my beloved 49ers.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, so that means you're Denver.
Go Broncos.
Thanks. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out his recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.